Hey there, welcome back to another episode. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to tell you it's not going to be what we normally talk about. And what I mean by that is that usually I'm giving you actionable strategies and we're right in there and let's get you results, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes I forget the humanity part of the equation, and I felt very convicted today that I needed to talk more about the behind the scenes personal stuff that goes into visibility. Because sometimes we can have all the strategies in the world, but we still are feeling stuck. So if that's you, even if you've had a great 6 months, but now you're feeling a little bit stagnant, or maybe you have been wanting to put out that first video for a year and you still haven't been able to. What I'm hoping is that this episode will help you really dive deep with someone who has gone through this, who has been able to overcome this, and has the steps in place to deal with these issues as they come up. So the first thing is, whether you're male or female, chances are you don't just love starting the video camera or jumping up on the stage. Maybe like 1% of you do, and that's awesome. But for most people, that is just not our natural inclination. And let's talk a little bit about why that's true. Why is there that stopgap where we feel like we just can't put ourselves out there? Maybe you're really good at Instagram stories, but you find that there's certain days when you're having a low day that you just can't record. I know sometimes I go through that. Maybe you have been wanting to start a podcast forever, but you hate the sound of your own voice. Maybe putting yourself on video just gives you the biggest amount of anxiety, and you're like, can I just skip this part and get the results? I've heard all of these, not only from myself, but from my students. And so this is not a strange thing. There's nothing wrong with you if the idea of jumping onto a live stream makes you want to hurl. Like, these issues happen. And the reason they happen is always, always, always because of the past. And it might be as simple as you following a mentor that always looks perfect and always has great content, or they sneeze and they sell, you know, $100,000 launch or whatever. It might be that simple, but most often it's because of what we've dealt with in our past, due to traumas, due to words we've heard, due to abandonment, failure, heartache, rejection, something like that. So, knowing that that's the truth, let's dig into that for just a second. Because if we look into the subconscious mind, and you know I love Joe Dispenza, so in our subconscious mind, it's like a computer bank, and that's storing everything that we've dealt with in our past, and it's being filed away. Like, today, what you're going through today is going into that bank of memories. The subconscious job is to protect us, right? It's linked with the reptilian brain, which is fight, flight, or freeze. So what it's doing all day is trying to keep you from injury. And even though it started as that physical protection, right, running from predators and that kind of stuff, it's now morphed into every single day. It's not just don't touch the stove, it's don't look at your mom like that because she's going to judge you. Don't say this to your husband because he's going to get angry. Don't mention this to your child. Don't say, use this emoji with your friend, whatever it may be. You can see how it's become now this all-consuming protection. This is usually at the root. I'm not saying medically. There are, of course, diagnosable problems. But if you're in a constant state of feeling feelings like anxiety or depression or the inability to move because you're so terrified or stressed, it can usually be because the subconscious is just going on overdrive because it's trying to protect you. Because it's seen the horrible things that have happened to you, and it wants to keep that from happening again in the future. So Joe Dispenza talks about this more. If you want to really dig into this and dig into how your brain works, I highly recommend the series Rewired on the channel Gaia. That's Gaia. He's going to take you through a multi-video series that will go into the science. It's really, really incredible. And I definitely recommend his books and meditations as well. There's a lot of reprogramming that needs to happen, but today we're going to talk specifically about where these visibility issues come from and how to move forward. So if your subconscious is in this level of protection, the other thing I want you to think about is looking at yourself standing in the middle of the field with a glass dome around you. Okay, glass dome. You can see through it, but you know, any glass that you look through is going to have some kind of distortion. And I want you to picture this dome being made up of like ceiling tiles or hexagonal tiles of glass. It's all around you, right? Kind of like that big white ball at Disney World. And I want you to look around inside of that dome and go, this is the reality that's been built around me from other people's projections and past traumas. This is always the case. I don't care who you are. This is my case. This is what I had to break down. This is work that my spouse has had to do. My folks have had to do. My friends have had to do. My students have had to do. And I want you to start looking around at these tiles and going, this is the reality that I've accepted that's been built around me from other people's voices and input. Because something that's really important as you step into visibility is being able to break down this glass dome. Because not only is it affecting how people are seeing you, but it's affecting how you're seeing the world. And if you try to just force yourself to get on a live stream or get on video or do a podcast or whatever, and this dome is still intact, you're going to have a really, really hard time. You're going to have automatic failure mechanisms start to kick in. You're going to have everything technically correct for a launch and have it fail. And I'm not trying to wish that on anybody. I'm talking to you from personal experience. Because if we don't deal with the subconscious issues, if we don't deal with the emotions and the mindset and the spirituality and the physicality of ourselves as human beings, it's going to affect our business. I used to see this all the time in Hollywood where people would finally get, you know, that moment of having that dream show or dream movie, but they weren't ready for that kind of visibility or that kind of criticism. And so they just imploded. And I would watch them and go like, why? And I'd sit down and chat with them sometimes and ask how they were doing and stuff. And they just said, I'm not ready for this. All of these things, like if they had a bad relationship with their folks or they just went through this, they didn't do the internal work to be ready. And that's what I saw over and over again. And the same is true for this. So really important to one, look at your subconscious and understand that even though it wants the best for you, it may be fighting against you. Number two, the glass dome. We have to look at this false reality that's been built around us that right now we're unable to escape from and pick up a hammer and start breaking these tiles one at a time. This leads me to my third point. Really important to tie into what is your bigger mission? I'm not talking about helping 1,000 women achieve, you know, whatever. I'm talking about even bigger than that. What change do you want to enact on this planet? Do you want to eradicate homelessness? Do you want to plant 1,000,000 trees? Do you want to clean up the ocean? Do you want, you know, justice reform? Whatever is put on your heart. I think every single person is different, and I believe it's because we've all been given a little piece of the puzzle in terms of the conviction we have in our heart to be able to improve the world so that we can make it a better place. You and I aren't going to have the same convictions. That's okay, right? My income goes to specifically really helping around the world in tragic situations like hurricanes and fires and droughts and disease. It also helps, you know, rescue children who have been sold into trafficking. So that's what lights up my heart. What lights up your heart? What can you work on to help improve this world? Focus on that. Give money to that. Even if I don't care if it's 1 cent, getting in that habit is going to change so much energetically for you. Here's how it ties into visibility. Whenever you go to get on a podcast, a live stream, an interview, like I did an interview this morning for an amazing event called BossCon. Coming into that interview, do you think I'm looking at, because you know, I've got, if you're watching this on video, I've got breakouts on my chin right now, a little hormonal, whatever. Do you think I'm worrying about that when I'm getting on camera? The old me? Absolutely, right? That acting coach told me I didn't have the figure. I had zits on my face. I wasn't pretty enough to be on camera. So the old me before the dome breaking would absolutely have been obsessed with that, or maybe looking fat today, or hair not being perfect, or whatever. Now, whenever I get on an interview or get on a live like I am here with you, I take a second and I close my eyes and I focus on the greater mission. What does my business support that can enact that change in the world? And I focus on that goal, that mission, that forward momentum, that future, and then I present my material. That has made such a huge change for me, and I know that it will for you too, because money needs a mission. And it's not necessarily as interested in, oh, I want to hit this specific money goal, or oh, I want to hit this many students or whatever. It's much more attracted to a greater mission of, I want to help orphans. I want to do this. I want to donate to animal shelters or veterans or whatever it may be. And focusing on that and also sending part of your income there changes things. And the good thing for the subconscious, the good thing for the dome, is that those things cease to matter, right? And we always, you know, thoughts become feelings. It's a chemical process, blah, blah, blah. But all of that to say, we are in charge of the directives that we are giving. We have the ability to tell our subconscious, listen, I know that you've been trying to help me. Brain, I know you've been trying to help me, and you've been taking over and you've been protecting me and giving me hives whenever I get close to a certain person because they hurt me or whatever it may be. But it's time to change the program. I'm instructing you, this is no longer going to happen because this is the mission that we're working towards. So your job is to go in, delete all of those tapes, and rewrite them with what I'm telling you, which is, I was born for a reason. I'm a creative being. I have value no matter what my circumstances are. I am going to help people achieve this goal. We are going to do this in the world. Anything else, I'm not interested in. And I'm going to set a timer on my phone 10 times a day so that I can check in and say, oh, no, not those thoughts. Remember, we repeat 95% of our thoughts per day, and we have an average of 60,000 thoughts per day. So we have to be able to grab onto that and say, no, we're not doing that anymore, right? In order to program ourselves to this new future. I know this is a lot of metaphysical talk. I know this is a lot to absorb because you're going, wait, I thought I was just listening to this to hear about visibility. But I can't really talk about visibility without going into all of this, because one of two things happens. Someone finds success, their live stream and their podcast explodes, whatever. But that's it. There's no greater mission. So, okay, you make a $250,000 launch, which is great. Great for you, great for your students, great for your family. But what else is there? And I want to believe that we live in a world where people are wanting to change the planet for the better. Those are the kind of people that I'm interested in supporting and helping guide, because that's what I think our world needs. So that's a really important thing. And if you watch the leaders that maybe you're following that do have these greater missions, they become more attractive to you, right? That's what you want to emulate, because it's so much more powerful. So I think that it's really important because of that to go into these issues of visibility so that you don't get stuck. So you don't get in this cycle of just purchasing course after course and hoping that the membership or the course or the program is going to change everything for you, because it won't, right? It can give you specific strategies, and that's great. That's why we should purchase programs. But we can't hope for a magical future that we haven't created ourselves, right? So this is how we create it. A couple of resources for you in case you want to look into this in more detail. I mentioned Joe Dispenza. There is someone named Bill Bangstrom. You can start really looking into these ways to change your patterns. I think that they're really powerful. There's something called rapid imaging technique, which we can talk about in a future episode, that can really help you and has been scientifically proven to help you change your patterns faster. But I wanted to go over this at least to highlight it so that you could really feel if this was something that resonated with you, if this is where you've been stuck. If not, no worries. I'll catch you on the next episode. But if it is, and you've been really beating yourself up for feeling like you're not enough or you're alone or you can never hit this level because of yourself, I thought it was important to intervene today and say, that's not true. And do you want to change it? And here's how you can start changing it. So, sending you all of my love and support. Wanted to cover that today. I hope that it's resonated with you. In the meantime, I'm just going to sign this off. No call to action today. You can always reach out to me if you need more support. But in the meantime, get more visible, break down that dome, and I'll see you on the other side.